Welcome back to Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. Now we're going to meet a couple of the 80 young people who have summer jobs as artist apprentices in Sandtown in West Baltimore. It's called Art at Work Sandtown. It's an offshoot of Jubilee Arts year-round art programs for teens. This particular effort connects young people aged 14 to 21 with master teaching artists to create 7 highly visible murals in their community, plus a mosaic. And with us to talk about the 5-week program and its progress is one of the program's teaching artists, Megan Lewis. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Also with us are 2 of the artist apprentices. Eric Hendricks is 18 and lives in the Monroe neighborhood. He attended Frederick Douglass School. Welcome.
Hi, how you doing?
And also with us is Talia England. She's 14. She lives in Sandtown and graduated from Collington Square Middle School. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
So, Megan Lewis, describe the Art at Work program for us.
Of course. The Art at Work program is Jubilee Arts teaming up with the Baltimore Office of Promotion of the Arts. And they take in 80 young people and team them up with 8 masterclass artists. And we're doing murals throughout the Sandtown community.
Okay, so you've got 80 students. And what are they supposed to produce?
They're supposed to produce 7 murals and 1 mosaic throughout Sandtown.
And who has the idea for what those murals and that mosaic is going to be?
The artists. We had to interview residents. Literally, we were knocking on residents' doors, asking them what do they want to see on the mural. So we had the residents, we had our own personal interests, and we had the owners of the property. So everyone had to, you know, I want this, I don't want this. And we put it all together to create this beautiful mural.
Eric Hendricks, tell me about that process. What was that like, talking to people about, how do you think of a mural?
It made me feel like just going out and asking people. I like that we got their idea, so we don't want to put something on the wall so people don't like it. Or it's good to hear somebody's ideas for the mural.
Talia, what was that process for you like, talking to people?
It scared me a little because knowing that it's people that I don't know personally, it kind of scared me because we approaching them, who knows what response we'll get. Like, we can get like a very mean, but most people that we interviewed, they were nice, and we got really good ideas off of them, and we put that together. We did critiques and stuff, and we came up with the ideas for our mural.
So you did critiques. So this, you, after you had talked to some number of people, then you kind of got together and said, what have we learned from most people?
As we walked around interviewing people, we asked them questions. So the questions, that the answer that they gave us, we wrote it down, and we drew out the ideas. We drew out the ideas that they gave us, and then and we also did our own little sketches of what we wanted, and we put that together. We critiqued, like, we asked our team what did they think about our ideas, and we put that together, and that's how we got our ideas for the mural.
So how are the master teachers part of this process?
Well, each master teacher has their own process in creating a design. Myself, I took them through what I would normally do in order to create a design. First, you know, I collect, you know, information about the piece. I do thumbnails. I look at inspiration. We do color studies. We critique, and then we do the final. And that's exactly the order that I took them through. So when they did the thumbnails, I looked at their thumbnails, and we critiqued it. And when I went home, I put all of their ideas into a single image because I wind up drawing the final. But I, you know, picked, you know, from every one of the students and compiled like a big, you know, beautiful mural. Or sketch.
On 88.1, this is Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cast, speaking about the Art at Work program in Sandtown with one of the program's teaching artists, Megan Lewis, and 2 of the students who are working in the project, Eric Hendricks III and Talia England. So you drew these murals, 7 murals and a mosaic?
Well, there's 8. Would you call us master teachers? That's awesome. Thank you. There's 1 mosaic, and there's 7 artists. I'm one of the 7. And each master, can I keep saying master? Because I just love saying it. Master artist, they have 10 students in their group. So each master teacher is responsible for 10 people. And they each did 7 murals in 1 mosaic.
So tell me about the mural that you're working on.
Well, our mural is like, it's a picture of an African-American lady with a silhouette of individuals protesting her hair. And she also has a globe floating above her hand that's positioned on Africa. It's a vine coming from the globe with different vegetables hanging from the vine, because the property that we're painting on is owned by a farm. So that's where the vegetable came from. We also have shapes paired in the background to keep the viewer's eyes moving around our mural and not just on one specific thing, but the whole thing.
Is there a name for this mural?
No, we really don't have.
It's untitled. Yes, we need to name it.
We should name it.
What are you thinking?
We have a team name, but we don't think we have the name for it yet.
Yeah, we need to name the actual piece.
I understand part of this program is to give you a chance to learn about careers in art. Tell me about that part of the program.
I feel very passionate about art. It doesn't matter. It hits me. It's like some arts hit me, and I'm not a very emotional person, but I understand like what they're saying in their art and stuff. But it's just like, I really love art and I wish I can continue this. When I got this job, I thought I wouldn't like it, but it's just like, I really, really like, honestly, 100%, I really like this job. Like, I love coming. I like going home smelling like paint with colors on my hands. I just love working. Like, I can't, it's like I don't want to stop. It's like, I can't stop. You have to continue on what you love. And this basically I love. I don't want to be like, I don't want to be cocky, but I have an A in art.
I can tell he does awesome work.
How about you, Talia? Have you learned anything in this summer program that you're going to take forward?
Yes, I've learned a lot. I learned a lot, actually. Me personally, I never actually been into art, but when I started this program, like ever since I've been working with Ms. Megan, everything she taught us, like when I moved on to high school, like if I have like an art class and certain students don't know about it, I could teach them. I feel like I can carry on what I have learned in this program to other individuals. Like, it's been fun for me. I like what I've learned a lot.
That's like the best compliment I've ever heard in my life.
I think it's great.
Yeah.
I'm really grateful to all of you for talking to us. Thank you so much.
Of course.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Eric Hendricks III is 18, lives in the Monroe neighborhood. He will attend Augusta Fells School in the fall. Talia England is 14. She lives in Sandtown and will attend NAF High School, National Academy Foundation. Megan Lewis, their master teacher, is in charge of their team. We've got more information on our website, including pictures of the students working on the murals. It's all at wypr.org/MarylandMorning. I'm Sheila Kast. Maryland Morning is an original production
of your public radio,
WYPR,
in Baltimore.
The show is produced by Johnny McCone.
We have production help from
Christy Forrest
and Scott Seiss.
Nathan Sterner directs and engineers.
Coffee for our guests provided by Zeke's Coffee in Lauraville. On the web at ZEKESCoffee.com.
I'm Tom Hall.
And I'm Sheila Kast. On this day in history, 1877, the strike against pay cuts by the Baltimore and Ohio Railroad spread to Cumberland, Maryland. After Maryland's governor called out the National Guard, violent street battles erupted in Baltimore. At least 10 were killed by militia fire. Dozens on both sides were injured. President Rutherford B. Hayes sent federal troops to Baltimore to restore order.